The Catholic writer, Dr. Jess Wood, in his book, Living the Lectionary, brought to my attention a short play by the Irish poet and mystic William Butler Yeats, who was, by the way, a reader of Swedenborg. The play is called Calvary, and it's about an imagined encounter between Lazarus and Jesus as Jesus is carrying his cross up the hill to his crucifixion. The people press forward to shout their mockery. "Work a miracle," cries one, "and save yourself." Another cries, "Call on your father now before your bones have been picked bare by the great desert herds." Jesus notices Lazarus in the crowd and he says to Lazarus, "Seeing that you died, lay in the tomb 4 days and were raised up, you will not mock me." But Yeats says Lazarus does indeed harbor resentment toward Jesus. Lazarus says, "For 4 whole days I had been dead and was lying still in an old, comfortable mountain cavern. When you claim climbing there with a great crowd and drag me out into the light." Christ responds, "I called your name. I gave you life." But Yeats's Lazarus is not feeling so grateful. He says, "Come out, you called. You dragged me to the light as boys drag out a rabbit when they have dug its hole away. And now, with all the shouting at your heels, you travel towards the death I am denied." Dr. Wood writes, "Lazarus did not want to be raised from the dead. Life was too much for him. He longed for a place to hide. But Jesus, with his insistence that we live, that we cross every threshold we encounter, that we grieve and grow, flooded with light that deathly solitude." And so, Jesus does call us by name. Lazarus, Rachel, Ivy, Cynthia, Martin, Fred, Steve, Pat, Andrea, Teresa. Jesus called each one of us by name in order to pull us forward into a fuller experience of life. Sometimes we go happily, more often, me anyway, kicking and screaming, dragging in my heels. We can have a hard time sometimes, too, recognizing what really is bringing us into life and what isn't. Two aspects of living fully that I want to raise forward to us today. The first is engaging in life. One of the ways that Jesus calls forth out of our dry bones and into a rich, moist life is through inviting us to engage, to feel fully our affections, to think deeply our thoughts, to dare to go to the difficult places, whether they be heights or depths. Swedenborg writes that the spiritual life is not one of detachment and withdrawal, but it's one where we get our hands in the mud between our toes, that we live fully. This is the life that Jesus calls us to. Second way of moving toward this life that I'd like to spend a little more time on this morning is living deeply. Swedenborg describes that we have, all of us, an outer self that in his Latin he calls proprium, and we more often call ego. It's that sense of self. It's the vehicle that we carry ourselves around in. And then we also have layers and layers and layers of deeper self and being, which manifests finally in our very center, our soul. And that's where God lives. And the more able we are to not just respond from our proprium, from our ego, from our immediate needs, desires, defenses, reactions, and responses, but more fully from that well within us, then are we more fully called into the richness and fullness of life. I want to share with you one story of one attempt in my life to not act from my own personal desires, but to go forth where I felt like God was calling me. And that story began about 18 years ago. And Reverend Jim Lawrence and I were co-pastoring a wonderful little Swedenborgian parish in a valley surrounded by the White Mountains in western Maine. And we had been there just under 2 years. We were in the beginnings of a life there. And I must tell you, I felt happier there than I have ever felt in my life previous. I felt welcomed and accepted and loved, and I loved country life and the little town, and I loved how everyone knew one another, and I loved the pace. Then, one Tuesday evening, the phone in the parsonage rang. And it was Peter Gottschalk. It was Peter calling. Because Steve had told him that, well, I have to back up a little bit. Edwin Capon had been pastor here for 11 years at this church. And Edwin had announced on a Sunday morning about 18 years ago that he was stepping down from the parish ministry. The congregation met, I'm sure I don't have everything right, but the congregation or the council met the next day. And Reverend Jim had been associate pastor here a couple years before, and you all knew him and loved him well. And Steve said, if you know who you want, you better get on the phone and call him. So Peter did. Tuesday. And that phone call shattered my peace and my happiness and my contentment. And I did not want to go. There wasn't one thing in me that wanted to go. I loved my life, and I loved the feeling of putting down roots and the thought of staying somewhere a long time. So I had long and angry conversations with our Lord. And I told God how much I did not want to go and how much I love my life in Freiburg, Maine. And yet, as one who tries to live what I preach, I tried to not just speak to God, but to listen back again. To not just let my proprium, my outer self, go for what it wanted, but to go for something more. And I knew this was a very important decision that affected not only me and Reverend Jim and our lives for a long time to come in the congregations. So I listened and I prayed. And it was on Maundy Thursday, 18 years ago, when I had so thoroughly expressed my opinion and desires to God, that I heard the reply. And the reply was to leave the quiet valley in western Maine and to come here to San Francisco. Reverend Jim wanted to come all along. It took no convincing on his part, because he had already had a taste of what ministry was like with you all. So as they say, the rest is history. 18 years have passed. We are never given to know what might have been. But I can tell you that through all the rough, painful, and difficult times with this congregation, and with all the smooth and joyous and loving times with this congregation, I'm glad, more than glad, that I've had these years with you. And my life is fuller and richer because I said yes to that calling. So thank you, Steve. Thank you, Peter. And to all the rest of you who I've met along the way. I read recently in a book, actually, about leaving a parish, that saying hello and saying goodbye are two of the most important tasks for human beings to accomplish in order to live fully and to live deeply. And we have had our hellos, and now we begin our goodbyes. One thing makes all the difference for me, and that is the reality that we will celebrate here as a congregation 2 weeks from today, the resurrection. The promise is that if we walk with God, if we strive to walk with God as imperfectly as I and we all walk that walk, but that if we attempt to contact that soul within us and to live from that heart, that the path will have highs and lows and in-betweens. But the promise is that through walking that path, we will indeed live richer and fuller lives. We'll become more alive ourselves. Forever. Amen.